an act of warfare and treason and treachery occurred in our nation. And I think it does us very much good to remember it. Now, would you please shut the lights off? This will carry the light. Thank you. As we take a look at 9/11, it was only 19 men who hijacked four fuel-filled U.S. commercial airplanes bound for the West Coast destinations. A total of 2,977 people were killed in New York City, in Washington, D.C., outside of Shankville, Pennsylvania. And we all know that the attack was orchestrated by Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. The World Trade Center and the site in Lower Manhattan, 2,753 people were killed when hijacked American Airlines Flight 11 and United Airlines Flight 175 were intentionally crashed into the North and South Towers as a result of the crashes they eventually came down. Now, in World War II, some of you may remember, the clarion cry that went through our land was, "Never forget." As an interesting side effect of political correctness, in our country, after these things occurred, a few months later, multi-members of the press declared that they would never show this again because it would just inflame too many feelings. The reality is, as a country, we are the freest country on earth by the grace of God. We are not perfect, but millions have fought, have died, have shed their blood on our behalf so we could sit here today in freedom to worship the Lord. I think it does us a tremendous amount of good to remember. I think it's right for us to remember. At the Pentagon in Washington, 184 people were killed when hijacked American Airlines Flight 77 crashed into that building. Near Shankville, Pennsylvania, 40 passengers and crew members aboard United Airlines Flight 93 died when the plane crashed into a field. As of August 2016, 1,640, or 60% of those who were victims, their remains, have been positively identified. That means 40 to 41% of the remains have not yet been identified. But it's right for us to remember. It happened on September 11, 2001. On December 18, Congress approved a measure to allow the President to designate September 11th as Patriot Day on each anniversary of the attacks. How many have even heard that? Not very many. The impact in lives that will changed forever, and children whose lives were changed forever. There's a pebble in a pond, the ripples go out. The impacts are still being felt. You still have firefighters, law enforcement people, who literally rushed into the scene to protect people. They didn't rush away. That's the amazing thing about our first responders. How many are grateful for our first responders? They rush into the incident rather than away. Over the next several years after this incident occurred, after this tragedy occurred, many had to go into retirement because of lung problems, and some developed cancers because they were surrounded by the clouds of dust and the issues that have occurred. The economic impact alone, it took $500,000, the estimated amount of money, for the terrorists to plan and execute their attacks. It was $123 billion, the estimated economic loss just during the first 2 to 4 weeks after World Trade Center towers collapsed, as well as the decline in airline travel. $60 billion, the cost of the World Trade Center site damage. $40 billion, the value of the emergency anti-terrorism package approved. You know, it's more than economic by far. It's a tremendous situation that we should never forget. I believe it was 343 New York firefighters lost their lives. 23 were New York City police officers. 37 were officers of the Port Authority. But they stood, and they cleaned, and they looked for lives, and then they recovered. And they set up the American flag. This picture has gone around the world. Now, we know that as a country, it does us no good to try to proudly, vainly, puffed up, say, we will always rise. We know the error of that. The reality is, we come to our knees, we seek our God, we repent of our sins, and then when we rise up with thanksgiving for the freedom that we have, and by the grace of God, we will continue as a nation. We're in the midst of a confusing political arena. I've had several people say, Kevin, what do I do? The political people running, none of them are perfect people, and not even close. The reality is they're not running for pastor-in-chief. They're running for president-in-chief. Your pastor's not perfect either, but God can move through imperfect vessels. Remember Cyrus, who declared that the people of God who were in judgment could go back and reestablish their land. He was not a saved man, but he was a man used by God. We need to pray, and we need to vote, and we need to go and cast our votes because the liberty has been given us to do so. As for me, I will always vote according to Christian conscience and biblical morality, and I will vote for life. I will not vote for somebody who is all for killing another multi-million numbers of babies on the altar of abortion. I won't. Now, if you ask me where I stand, I'm not here to push my politics on you. I'm here to stand for the Bible. But there's no person running for election that is perfect. So as we all go to the ballot box, we may do it having to hold our nose. But remember, our trust isn't in politics. It's in Jesus Christ. And also remember, there's a couple of other things I want to say. We need to remember that the Bible was written to Christians who were in the midst of persecution under a Roman government that was far from perfect. And they learned to spread the gospel no matter where they were, even in times of difficulty and persecution. We have lived in relative favor in our land for hundreds of years. But church, if that changes, we still must be the church. We still must be God's people who strengthen one another, love each other, love Jesus, and reach out. But we must never forget. As they stood together in prayer on what really is sacred ground, and I know that you can't read that very easily, but it's soldiers. And they've written out 9/11, we remember. We remember. John Philpot Curran, in a speech upon the right of election in 1790, said this: the condition upon which God hath given liberty to man is eternal vigilance. We must be eternally vigilant. Benjamin Franklin, in 1759, said, they that can give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. Sherry, would you turn on the lights, please? I'm just going to sing a little song for you here. I think it's right to remember, don't you? Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Were you in the yard with your wife and children or working on some stage in L.A.? Did you stand there in shock at the sight of the black smoke rising up against the blue sky? Did you shout out in anger, in fear for your neighbor, or did you just sit down and cry? Did you weep for your children who lost their dear loved ones? Pray for the ones who don't know. Did you rejoice for the people who walked from the rubble and sob for the ones left below? Did you burst out in pride for the red, white, and blue and the heroes who died just doing what they do? Did you look up to heaven for some kind of answer and look at yourself for what really matters? I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus and I talk to God. I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things that He gave us, but the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Teaching a class full of innocent children, or driving down some cold interstate? Did you feel guilty 'cause you're a survivor? In a crowded room, did you feel alone? Did you call up your mother and tell her you love her, or dust off that Bible at home? Did you open your eyes and hope it never happened? Close your eyes and not go to sleep. Did you notice the sunset for the first time in ages? Speak to some stranger on the street. Did you lay up at night and think of tomorrow? Go out and buy you a gun. Did you turn off that violent home movie you're watching and turn on I Love Lucy reruns? Did you go to a church and hold hands with some strangers, stand in line and give your own blood? Did you just stay at home and cling tight to your family? Thank God you have somebody to love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus and I talk to God. I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things that He gave us, and the greatest is love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus and I talk to God. I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things that He gave us, and the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. The greatest is love. The greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Lord, we thank You for those who gave their lives. We thank You, Lord, and pray for the families, and pray for our own country, that, Lord, by Your mercy, we continue to stand. By Your mercy and by Your grace. Now, Lord, as we remember these things, we ask you to sweep across our land with a spirit of repentance, a spirit of restoration, a spirit of hope, and a spirit of revival. Lord God, the answer is not in politics. The answer is changing one heart at a time with the good news of Jesus. The greatest is love. Thank you, Lord, even as we gather together this morning, that we do so with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. And they all said,
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Sherry, would you come, please?